The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Prince Harry's autobiography, Spare, went on sale worldwide this morning. Our reporter Aoife Kearns waited outside Eason on O'Connell Street in Dublin this morning to see if there was a queue and ask if really there is much interest in the book in Ireland.
There wasn't quite a queue of royal enthusiasts at the door of Eason on O'Connell Street in Dublin this morning. Doors opened at 8:30 a.m. with footfall increasing slightly as the morning went on. According to Eason, the pre-orders for Prince Harry's book Spare were double compared to Bono's book Surrender. Before the physical copy went on sale, I asked these people whether they'd actually buy the book.
It's just I have no interest in royal family and it wouldn't be my type of a book. I'd say I'm more interested in psychology and just people.
I would have an interest just purely for the gossip, but only to keep up with what's going on social media so I know what all the memes mean. But for no other reason, he's getting a little bit annoying. People give out about like Piers Morgan and stuff. I think he's almost as bad.
But I do feel like the whole Meghan Diana parallel drama is a bit interesting. So if I were to pick it up, that would be the reason why.
As the morning went on, more people went into Eason to take a peek at Prince Harry's book. This woman was one of the first in Ireland to get her hands on the physical copy.
I've been a keen follower of Harry from the time he was born, you know. And I think a young man who's been traumatised the way he was, as was his brother, there was very little credence given to him growing up. Now, what they did on the private side, nobody will ever know. But I'm interested in hearing his words because, for me, truth is a rarity these days. I am interested to hear what this young man now has to say.
You said that you've listened to some of the interviews. Do you believe that he's really telling the truth? Because I'm not saying that he is or he isn't, but certainly some of his enemies out there would say that he isn't.
There's three sides to truth. There is your side, my side, and somewhere in the middle. It's his truth, I believe.
And would you have followed Diana and read her book when it came out? I know, I think a lot of households in Ireland have one of her books stashed away someplace or other. I remember rooting when I was younger and finding a copy. Do you think that this book will be somewhat similar in that people will get it because they want to hear his side?
I do, and I don't think you have to be a royalist, in fact, to buy it. I think royalists probably won't read it or buy it, but I think the average person who comes from a family background will be interested in what Diana had input, although she was taken so young, the fallout from that, how the boys, both of them, William and Harry, managed to cope. And William is in a different field at this stage. He's been groomed to be king. And Harry, as the spare, must be hard to live in the shadow of somebody when you're constantly reminded of that and not embraced for the type of person and qualities that you have.
Deputy Manager of Eason on O'Connell Street, Ian Murphy, says there's a whole new generation who'll buy this book.
Yeah, even with this poor morning in the city centre, we still had a cohort of people that were here at 8:30 at the opening. I think when I speak in relation to O'Connell Street, there's always been a percentage of the public that have a genuine interest in the British monarch and the royalty. And again, with the social media and the media attention to Harry and his book over the coming weeks, there was always going to be that appetite. There was always going to be that drive to grab the book.
In terms of Ireland and our interest in the royals, do you think there is that intrigue, even if people don't want to outwardly say it, surrounding the royal family?
Yeah, I think what you have to bring into consideration is the demographics. We're here on the store, and when you look at our customer, there's a certain vintage, okay? And what I mean by that is we have a lot of teens that have walked by, people in their mid to late 20s. So they may not be, say, au fait or aware of our history and our history with the British and our nearest neighbours. So for them, this is just current affairs.
Current affairs, maybe human interest rather. Anyway, that report from Aoife Kearns.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.